弟兄姊妹平安，复活节快乐。
Happy Easter。
我们知道复活节是庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
We know Easter is to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ。
那耶稣基督的复活，他第一个，他以大能显示他是上帝的儿子。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ indicates that he is the son of the powerful God.
他是可以战胜罪恶，可以战胜死亡的生命之主，永恒之王。
He can conquer the sin and conquer the death. He is the king of the life.
另外，耶稣基督的复活也应许每一个信他的人都可以复活，也可以永远的再次活着。
So resurrection of the Jesus Christ indicates that everyone who ever believed in him will be resurrected again and will be live with him forever.
我们感谢神。
We thank Lord.
我们知道，那我们每一个人在地上生活，我们都需要有盼望。
We know that everyone we live in this world, we need to have the hope in this our lifetime.
在这个世界上最可怕的事情不是贫穷，不是疾病，而是没有希望。
The most terrifying thing in this world is not the poverty, not sickness, but without hope.
如果我们活着在地上，我们已经绝望了，看不到任何的希望，在这个时候的生命是最可怜的。
So it's a most pity that if we live in this world and we have no hope.
但是你的希望究竟是什么？什么希望才是真正让我们希望的希望呢？
We talk about hope. What kind of hope it is? What kind of hope is the true hope that we hope we can have?
那我们今天来仔细看一看主耶稣他复活究竟给我们什么希望。
So let us take a look at the resurrection of Jesus Christ give us what kind of hope.
那我们首先要知道这个相信复活是我们的核心的信仰。
So let us first understand to believe in resurrection is the center of our belief.
一个基督徒如果只相信我们信了耶稣，这个好像在地上就可以得到一些祝福，好像就有平安喜乐这是不够的。
A Christian, if we only believe that once we believe in Jesus Christ, we only have a peaceful and a nice lifetime in this world. This is not enough.
我们还要相信耶稣复活了，而且每一个信他的人以后在耶稣再来的时候，我们都要复活，而且永远不死。
So you have to have, we have to have the faith to believe that Jesus Christ resurrected, and one day we died, we also will be resurrected and will be live with him forever and ever.
只有相信主复活了，你才会真正的敬畏他。
Only believe in the resurrection of God, we can truly adore him.
因为你相信复活了以后，他知道我们现在做的每一件事情，说的每一句话，那他都知道。
If we believe he is living, then every word we said, every thought we have, he knows.
而且我们相信我们有一天也要复活的时候，我们才会在这个地界，在这个世上会过一个真正的信靠的人生。
So only when we believe in God's resurrection, then we can live in this world, become a true believer in this world.
在哥林多前书第十五章，保罗首先告诉教会哥林多教会，那当然今天包括我们在内，他所传的福音究竟是什么？
So in today's First Corinthians chapter 15, we know that what Apostle Paul believed in.
他说：“我从前传给你们的福音，你们知道吗？”
So he said that I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you.
这个福音，这个如果你真正信这个福音，你才能够。第二个，站立得住。
So unless you truly believe in this gospel, then you can stand firmly.
而且你只有真正相信这个全备的福音，你才会能够持守这个信仰。
So only you believe in this entire gospel, then you can believe in Jesus Christ.
你只有持守，你才能够最后真正的得救。
Only when you can stand, then you can eventually be saved.
那这个福音究竟是什么？
And then what is this true gospel?
还有我现在又传给你们。
So now I told you again.
这个福音有三个重要部分。
There are three very important parts of this gospel.
基督为我们的罪死了。
So first, Christ died for our sins.
这就是为什么我们星期五晚上要在这里纪念主耶稣基督为我们受死。
So that's why on Friday night we have to come here to remember that God died for us.
那是一个悲伤的时候，是一个感恩的时候。
That is a time of sorrow, but also a time to thank God's grace.
那福音的第二点，他不仅死了，而且埋葬了。
The second part is he not only died on the cross and also buried.
埋葬表明什么意思？
What means buried?
埋葬表明他真正的死了，这个死亡还有一个过程的。
Burial means he truly died, and there is a process of the death.
那不是就是说，好像人的这个就瞬间死亡，那还不知道是不是真的死亡，所以他已经被埋葬了，说明这个死亡是真真切切、实实在在，而且的一个过程的。
So not just someone.Looks like dead, but maybe not. But this means he is dead and truly buried. So this is a truly, truly death.
那第三点，他第三天复活了。
The third part is he resurrected on the third day.
所以我们的福音里面，我们一定要相信我们这位救主他是复活了的。
So in our gospel, we have to truly believe that this Savior, our God, he resurrected.
为什么？要信耶稣复活。
Why we have to believe that Jesus is resurrected?
因为我们知道耶稣基督是道成肉身的上帝。
So we know that Jesus Christ, he is the truth, he is the God.
如果上帝经过死亡以后不能活过来，那就不是上帝。
If God died and cannot resurrect, then he is not God.
因为上帝是永恒的生命之主。
Because God is the Lord of the eternity.
他必须，他有能够战胜死亡。
He must and he is capable to conquer the death.
这就是为什么基督信仰跟所有的宗教不一样的地方。
This is the difference between our Christianity and all the other religions.
没有任何一个宗教的救主，他活着。
No other master of any religions died and resurrected.
我们知道，这个复活是有很多的证据的。
We know that the resurrection there are many, many proofs, evidence.
当保罗写这一个哥林多前书的时候，他这样说。
When Paul wrote the First Corinthians, he said.
当然，写这个书的时候是在基督耶稣复活之后写的。
Of course, he wrote this book after Jesus was resurrected.
他说啊，耶稣基督复活以后，他曾经显现给基法，就是彼得。
So he said that once Jesus Christ resurrected, he just appeared in front of Peter.
然后呢，显给他的十二个使徒。
Then in front of his 12 disciples.
其中有一次啊，一次性显给五百个弟兄看。
Once he appeared in front of 500 believers.
一次就是给五百个人看。
Just one time, 500 witnesses.
这个五百人这个中间呢，现在还有一大半，在他写这个个人的前书的时候还活着呢。
The majority part of this, among these 500 witnesses, most of them still alive today.
这些话告诉我们，他写这个书的时候，如果这些人不在，那他如果是撒谎的话，那是不能撒谎的，因为他写这个书的时候，当时见过耶稣基督复活的五百多个人里面，一大部分还活着。
So that means Paul said he cannot lie because most of these 500 people who witnessed Jesus' resurrection still alive today, so he cannot lie.
然后后来又显给雅各，还又给显给他自己。我就是保罗他自己看。
And then appeared to James and later on Paul himself.
这就表明复活的主耶稣曾经多次向多人显现。
So that means the resurrected Jesus Christ appeared to many, many people many, many times.
所以一个人是否活着，对吧？最好的、最有力的证据是他出现在人的面前给人看。
So the best proof for someone is still alive is he can show up in front of many people.
那今天如果有一个人说被炸死了、怎么死了，他如果还真的活着，他必须站出来给人看。
So if someone was people said that this person is dead, the best way to prove that he is still alive, he need to come up and show up in front of many people.
所以基督复活，它是历史的事实，不是小说，不是希望，不是迷幻。
So resurrection of Jesus Christ is a fact in history. It's not novel, not some imaginations.
那当然也是我们的信仰。
Of course, it is what we believe in.
因为毕竟我们今天大部分人是没有亲眼看到那个耶稣基督的。
Because we in this time we did not see Jesus Christ in our eyes.
所以第一点啊，复活是我们的福音信仰的核心的基础的基本的内容之一。
So that means the resurrection is the center of.The reason we believe in our gospel.
所以如果你说你信耶稣、啊、你必须信他的复活。
So if we say we believe in Jesus, we must believe in his resurrection.
这是第一。第二点，那复活也是我们人生的真正的最后的最大的盼望。
And the second part is resurrection is the hope of life, the most important, the most in the hope of life.
因为主耶稣说他不仅复活，而且他要应许每一个信他的人最后都要复活，而且不再死亡。
So Jesus Christ's resurrection is not just himself resurrected, but all those people who believe in him will resurrect in someday in the future.
死是因为一人来，使人复活也是因一人而来。
Death is coming from one man, but the resurrection also came from one man.
那在亚当里，因为这一人，因为亚当犯罪了，死了，所以所有的人都犯罪，也会死。
So for in Adam or die, so also in Christ, all will be made alive.
照样在基督里，众人也都要复活。
So in Christ, everyone were resurrected.
因为基督复活了。
Because Jesus resurrected,
他战胜了死亡。
He conquered the death.
他也应许所有信他的人都可以战胜死亡。
He also promised that anyone who believes in him will conquer the death.
所以这是上帝的应许。
So this is a promise from God.
上帝的应许无论有多少都是真的。
Regardless of how many promises that God said is all true.
为什么
？Why?
因为是上帝的应许
，because it is God's promise，
不是人的应许
，not from people。
人的应许可能一个都办不到
，our promise may not work out even。
上帝的应许无论多少都会实现
，the promise from God， regardless how many， all will come true。
因为是上帝的应许
，because it's God's promise。
那么。这一个上帝的应许，他那这个复活就是我们真正的盼望了，对吧
？So God's promise is the resurrection. That is what we hope for.
我们如果不信基督，我们不信耶稣，我们在地上有什么盼望呢
？If we don't believe in Jesus, don't believe in Christ, what kind of hope we will have in this world?
若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天可能就要死。
If the dead are not going to resurrect, then let's just eat and drink because tomorrow we will die.
因为明天不明天，因为现在不吃，明天就没机会吃了。
Because if we don't eat today, tomorrow we may not have a chance.
因为吃吃喝喝，可能当我们如果没有基督的时候， 那我们的人生也就是吃喝喝，这就是我们能够想到的盼望和享乐了。
So eat and drink is if we don't have hope, this is all we can have.
如果没有基督，我们还能够有什么快乐呢？
So if we don't have Jesus, what kind of a joy we can have?
大概差不多30年前，我的大姐夫这个得肺癌快去世的时候，他给我的姐姐说，给我买一只甲鱼吧，他要吃甲鱼。
About 30 years ago, when my brother-in-law got lung cancer and almost passed away, he told my sister said to buy a fish.
Turtle. Okay. 我想起来很心酸的，他因为他那个时候也没什么钱，所以呢也没有钱去看病，所以呢，但是呢，这一个实际上肺癌一般也可能也是很难治的，看也看不好的。
So he was not rich. He did not have much money to heal his lung cancer. So he just doing that.
所以，当一个人没有我们认识，如果没有我们认识神的时候，我们要快死的时候，那就最大的盼望就是吃一点平时舍不得吃的、吃不到的东西。这就是我们人生的最后的盼望。
So when we don't have hope in heaven, the only hope before we die is maybe just to eat something that we normally we don't have the money to buy, very expensive food.
所以如果没有复活，我们就吃吃喝喝，明天或者明年可能就吃不成了。
So if no Jesus, just like a drink and eat, because tomorrow or maybe next year, we may not be able to eat.
但是如果我们相信有复活，那么我们就吃不吃喝不喝没有关系啊，都不是说我们就不吃了，但是今天不吃，这个不吃，我吃的比别人差一点就没关系，因为我还要复活，那个生命永远跟基督一同作息。
So if we believe in God, then it doesn't matter what we eat and what we drink, because tomorrow we will, in the future, we will resurrect.
所以我们信主呢，今天我们常常为了靠近主，还要进食祷告呢。
So because we today as a Christian, we want to be with God. We even don't eat.
如果没有复活，那不少吃一餐，少吃一餐就快乐一餐嘛，对不对？但是我们今天不是，因为我们相信有复活，所以我们的生命已经超越了吃吃喝喝和肉体的享受。
So if there's no resurrection, then if we don't, we miss a meal, then that means we miss a meal. But if we believe in God, then it's nothing.
那复活同时也给我们今生真正的快乐。
And also the resurrection brings us the real joy in our life.
保罗说，我们若在基督里面，如果靠基督，或者在基督里面，或者说是一个基督徒，我们还只是在今生有盼望，就比众人，比那不信的人更可怜。
So if we don't believe in Jesus, but our only hope in this world is our life in this world, and then we are the people with most to be pitied.
为什么如果信耶稣的人还只是在今生有盼望，就会比众人更可怜？
Why those people who believe in Jesus and only have hope in this life, he will be all the people most to be pitied?
一个不信耶稣的人，一个不认识上帝的人。他可以很潇洒，他没有任何的负担，他想吃就吃，想喝就喝，想玩就玩，对吧？他没有那一些 struggle。
Non-believer, he can do whatever he want to eat, want to drink, want to play around, do whatever he wants, so he has no burden.
但是如果你信，又不信复活，又信一半，那么你是在中间不上不下啊，对吧？
But if you believe in, but just halfway through, then you just hang in the middle.
你这个世界你放弃不下，但是那个世界你也不相信，你也得不着。所以这个就是一个很加深的，这样一个很可怜的一个状态。
So in this physical world, you are not really getting in, but also you don't believe in the life, in the eternal life. Then you really in the between, you are to be pitied.
如果一个相信复活的人，那么我们的快乐不仅仅有，我不是说这个世上的快乐都是假的，都是坏的。我们不仅仅有世上的这一个享受家庭的快乐啊等等啊，但是呢，我们还有更多的属灵的快乐，不仅有属灵的快乐，还有一个在基督里永活的复活的盼望的那一种喜乐。
So if we believe in God, we does not mean we cannot enjoy the good things in this world. We still have the happiness in this world, but we have a joy because we believe in the future will be resurrected.
那是这样的话，我们就可以超越。
So by this doing this way, we are really overpass everything.
如果你不高兴的时候，你寻找喜乐，你会怎么寻找呢
？When you are not happy, you're looking for joy. How will you do?
那如果没有信心的人，可能去看一个电视剧。
So if without faith, we may just watch a TV.
那有的人可以说去，我去这一个找个人谈谈心。
Or maybe go to someone to talk to chat about.
有的人可以说我去出去 travel， 再去外面去玩一趟 ，travel 一次 ，travel 一次。
So maybe we travel around to see things around.
啊，当然这些东西。不是说都是坏的，不是说不对的。
Of course, this is not bad thing and not something not right.
但这些喜乐是非常有限，有时候甚至于达不到效果的。
But this kind of happiness is very limited, sometimes even not effective at all.
你有时候看个电视剧，越看越悲伤啊，有可能的。
Sometimes you watch the TV drama and the more we watch, the more we feel sad.
那个太肤浅的，看上去太假了。
And sometimes it really looks like it's very fake.
那个太真的电视剧太真了，让你很悲伤的。
And some just look at it and you feel very sad.
因为人生那些电视名剧为什么大部分都是悲剧呢？因为人生就是悲剧。
Why most of the TV dramas are about a sad story? Because there are so many sad stories in our lifetime.
因为真实，所以悲剧。因为悲剧。才会真实，这就是没有上帝人生的一个真实写照。
Because there's no truth if there's no sad story, and vice versa, this is the life without God.
所以说，信复活有永生的人，才能够真正的让生命超越今生的那些一切的快乐。
So only those people who believe in God, believe in resurrection, we can bypass all these things in this world.
另外最重要的，复活让我们可以超越死亡的辖制。
Also, the resurrection, we can overpass the control of the death.
很多很多的人，好像是很坚强的人，很刚硬的人，实际上同样是被死亡辖制而成为死亡的奴仆的人。
So many people look like very strong, many firm, very firm, but actually still be the servant or be the slave of death.
这里说希伯来书说，儿女啊，神的儿女，既有血肉之躯，那么他就是耶稣，也亲自成为血肉之躯，所以要做一个榜样。做一个示范，做一个前兆，做一个初结的果子，特要借着死败坏那个掌实权的，就是魔鬼，并且要释放那些一生释放那一生因为怕死而成为奴仆的人。
So let me just read the verses. For as much then as the children are partakes of flesh and blood.He also himself, likewise, not part of the same. That though death is death, he might destroy him and had the power of death. That is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetimes subjected to bondage.
当我们没有耶稣的时候，每一个人。都会成为 死亡的奴仆都会怕死。
So if we don't have Jesus, everyone will become the slave of death, and we're afraid of death.
那基督徒那是不是就不怕死呢？
Does that mean the Christian we don't afraid of death?
那基督徒是不是真的一点都不怕死，或者是想死？那我想我们也不会说马上就想死了，也或者说一点都不怕死。但是不一样的是，不会成为死亡的奴仆，这是不一样的。
So does that mean a Christian we don't afraid of death, and we even ask for death because we don't afraid of death? No, that means we are not the slave of death.
什么叫死亡的奴仆？
What means the slave of death?
就是说，为了避免，就是完全被死亡捆绑住，就是说完全是被死亡吓住，或者说为了不死，为了多活一天，想尽一切的办法，把一切其他的有用东西都要扔掉，把价值观、把荣耀、把尊严都扔掉，那就是为了不死，为了多活那么一刻，可能什么都不顾，这叫死亡的奴仆。
So what means the slave of death? That means we are subject to the bondage of all these things in this world. So we will try everything we can to live even one day more, and nothing else is more important, just alive for even one day more.
我想一个真正的信徒绝对不会为了在世上多活一天而不计一切代价。
So a true Christian will not just because we want to live one more day and we put throw away everything else.
因为我们已经不再是死亡的奴仆。
Because we are no longer the slave of death.
另外，一个信复活的人，他最后能看到，也知道，也相信，在基督里有永恒的公义和得胜。
So also a Christian who believe in resurrection, we believe, we know that in Christ there is eternal righteousness.
很多人在地上寻求公义。
Many people were looking for righteousness in this world.
这个世界那不能说完全没有公义。
In this world, sometimes there are still righteousness, but not always.
在民主国家。在法治国家，相对来说，公义会多一点。
In the democratic countries, and sometimes the righteousness will be more.
但是在这个世界上，无论东方西方，无论是在哪里，包括教会，不可能只有在人的地方，永远不可能有完全的公义。
So in this world, regardless whether in Western, in Eastern, in which country, even in church, it is not possible to have a complete righteousness.
但是如果你相信有复活，
But if you believe in resurrection,
那你就相信，因为耶稣要再来了以后，他真正掌权以后，那在那个时候，我们会看到，也会得到完全的公义。
So we know the true righteousness will come when Jesus comes back again that day.
那我们相信在那个时候有完全的公义和公理和完全得胜。那么有时候，很多时候我们在地上可能就不是那么计较所谓的我们的希望得到的公义。
So if we believe in Jesus Christ, that on that day that there are true righteousness, then we may not care that much in this world that we don't have that kind of righteousness.
末后日期来了，末期，世界的末期来了，那时候基督要将一切执政的、掌权的、有人的、有能力的，都要毁灭。
So on that day that Jesus Christ will destroy every authorities, every rulers, and every government.
在那个时候，基督必要真正在天上地下都要真正的做，完全的做。
So at that time, Jesus will be the king, the Lord of Lords of the entire universe.
要把一切的仇敌都要放在他的脚下。
Put all those enemies, those bad people under his feet.
所以我们相信复活，实际上是相信在基督里永恒的公义和得胜，在那个时候都会完全的实现。
So we believe in Jesus Christ's resurrection. That means at that time there will be righteousness, true righteousness, and victory.
那么最后，更实在的，或者是更啊，某种讲说更重要的，在那个时候，所有的信徒，所有信主的亲人，都会永远的相聚，永远的喜乐，永远。跟荣耀的主同在。
So at that day, all the people, all the believers, and even our family members, we know that we will be with the Lord forever and ever.
今天这个世界上最让人难受的可能就是悲欢离合。
In this world today, the thing that make us sad, maybe is the coming and go and the life and the death.
每一个离别，尤其是跟你关系好的啊，这个亲人离别，都是让我们非常难过的事情。
So the family members, especially have a very good relationship, when they leave to for somewhere else, we feel sad.
就前两天，我突然发现，这个哎，我想，哎，怎么有一个弟兄，好像刚刚受洗不久的弟兄，怎么最近都没看到了？我说你到哪？我跟他微信联系，我说好久没看到你，你怎么样啊？
A couple days ago, I just wondering, you know, one brother, he was just baptized and disappeared. So I messaged to him, where are you?
这个他都来告诉他已经搬到达拉斯去了。
He said he already moved to Dallas, Texas.
叫张什么？我现在名字记不太清楚啊。
Can't remember his name.
这所以说，我说因为他是实际上来教会很短的啊，受洗不久。后来我发现怎么他还蛮追求的，应该是在。他应该是很多团，也不是很多的，可能汤神团应该去的多一点啊。后来就是我也没人告诉我，他也没说就走了。我说怎么没看到你？他说他已经搬走了。哎呀，我心里面觉得，哎，这个弟兄还蛮追求的，怎么就走了呢？
So that brother, he came to our church not for too long and baptized in our church, and he is always seeking the truth in our church. And all of a sudden, I did not see him and realized he moved away.
当我们看到。弟兄姊妹离开啊，尤其是那一些好像还蛮追求的、蛮朴实的，离开心里面就很沉重啊。那当然，我们的亲人要离开这个世界的时候，那我们更加的难过。
So we see those brothers and sisters who moved away, we feel a bit sad. But also, the more than that is our family members. If they leave in this world, we will be sad.
但是我们知道。有一天，当基督再来的时候，所有的信和不信的都要复活。
We know that one day when Jesus comes back again, whether believers or non-believers, we will all resurrect.
但是，每一个人都要接受上帝的审判。
Yet everyone needs to be judged by God.
那选择信耶稣的人。就不再死亡。
So for those who believe in Jesus, will never die again.
不愿意信耶稣，不愿意承认自己是罪人，不愿意悔改，不寻求上帝永恒圣洁的国的人，那就会进入再次的永远的死亡。
For those who do not believe in Jesus, who do not confess his sin and so forth, they will be dead again.
所以在基督再来的时候，所有的信徒，所有信主的亲人都可以永远在一起。
So when Jesus comes back again, all the believers, their families, we will get together.
所以我们要为世人信主祷告，更要为我们自己家里面。还没信主人祷，没有信主的人，迫切的祷告，尽时祷告，永远祷告，相信上帝一定会垂听我们的祷告。
So we will pray for those people who have not accepted Jesus Christ, especially our family members. We will pray for them and unceasingly. And so one day we will get together again.
而且无论得时不得时都要传福音，教会传福音，教会就是要传福音，其他的事情可以少一点。
So whenever we have to spread the gospel, especially in church, we have to pray, we have to spread the gospel.
第三点，复活啊，不仅是我们的信仰，不仅是我们人生盼望，也是我们属灵生命成长和我们真正侍奉神的一个动力。
So the resurrection is really the driving force for our spiritual growth in our life and our service in front of God.
为什么我们属灵生命要成长？
Why our spiritual life need to grow?
因为我们到时候还要复活，还要接受上帝的审判，而且这一个我们跟上帝之间的位置是跟我们的生命相关的，我们要什么样的生命就能够最后决定我们究竟能不能够到上帝那里去，或者在上帝那里得到一个什么评价，因为我们又要复活。
So we seek the Lord. The most important thing is, on that day, we will be judged by the Lord. See if we really believe in Him, and we will move forward.
那不是怎么样的生命，最后的结果都是一样的。
Not all kind of lives end up with the same way, same destination.
也不是所有的服事都能够经得住上帝的检验的。
And not all kind of different services can just stand in front of the Lord.
这个保罗说的非常很清楚，说有的人的侍奉啊，这个就像草木河蟹一样，就一经不起检验，一下就被烧毁了。
So like Apostle Paul said, that a certain Christian's service, just like the hay and the flowers, and for a short period of time, is gone.
那有的人侍奉，有的人侍奉就像一个金银宝石的工程一样，那是可以经得起检验的。
So other people's service, just like the gold, and never perished.
我们生命成长也好啊，我们的侍奉也好，那根本的原因和动力是什么呢？
The growth of our life or the service the Lord, what is the basic fundamental motivation?
我们生命成长实际上的真正的内在的原因就是因为我们爱神。
The growth of spiritual life, the most important reason is because we truly love God.
生命成长意味着我要更加的接近神，我要更加的靠近神，我要更加的爱神，更加的亲近神，更加的像神，这就是生命成长的。所以这个根本的原因动力是你爱神。
The growth of our spiritual life is we truly want to be with God. We truly serve God, and this is the true motivation behind that we serving the Lord.
那服事我们当然一般是服事人，对吧？那服事的原因动力也是因为真正的爱这个人。
So we serve sometimes, most often serve people. The motivation is because we love this person.
那不管是爱人也好，爱神也好，都是要付出时间、精力、各种代价的。
Regardless because we love God or we love person, we have to put some efforts and pay the price.
付出的代价越大的这个代价。你越爱神，你付出的代价会越大。你越爱人，你的侍奉花的代价越大。否则，如果你的侍奉、你的爱神都是付出很小的代价，甚至没什么代价，都是你哎没事干了，好像怎么样怎么样，哎去做一下填补个心里的空虚，那么这个爱当然也是很小的。
To serve regardless whether serve people or serve Lord, we have to pay the price. If we don't want to pay a big price, then the consequence is we cannot serve in an abundant way.
那让我们愿意付上这个爱神爱人代价的动力是什么呢？因为我们相信有复活才会付出这个代价。
What is the motivation that we like to pay the price to serve people and serve Lord? Because there is a resurrection.
我们相信复活，还要再活过来，所以我们今生呢，这一些喜乐可以放弃一些。我愿意追求这一个属灵生命的成长，实际上也就是我要追求那个圣洁的生命。所以我放弃这一些不好的这些喜乐，我就要追求圣洁，靠近神。实际上我相信有复活了。所以我放弃这个东西没关系。
So if we believe in resurrection, then in this world we can give up something because we believe in resurrection. So these things we give up is really nothing.
如果觉得没有复活，也不知道有复活，那么在世界上放弃一点，那放弃一点就少一点，那不就亏了吗？对不对？那别人快乐我没快乐，那我放弃了我就亏了。那我相信复活的话 ，That's fine。我最重要的是我放弃这些所谓的那个快乐，它可能还是最终之乐呢。我放弃后，我就更加的靠近神，更像神，最后能够得到神的称赞，那不更好吗
？So if in this world, if we don't believe in resurrection, then we give up something. That means we lose something. It's not worthy. But if we believe in resurrection, then we can give up something. Even the joy in the thing, and we give up this because we know there's a eternal life.
所以保罗在这说得很清楚，如果死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝死吧，明天就死了，可能就死了。
So like Paul said, if there's no resurrection, then let's just eat and drink because tomorrow we will die.
但是死人是要复活的，所以呢，我们现在呢，因此我们就要醒悟，我们就要做神眼中好的事情，不要再犯罪。
So because there is resurrection.So we have to be careful, be watch out, because we want to do the things that God pleased with.
所以复活让我们知道还有一个复活的生命，所以我们可以放弃今生的一些快乐。
So because we know the resurrection gives us the eternal life, so we can give up something in this world.
同样，真正相信复活。也会让我们敢于甚至愿意放弃一些今世的利益来为主做工。
So because we believe in resurrection, so we are more willing for to give up some benefit in this world because we want to live for Lord.
保罗说，如果没有复活，那个死人又怎么为死人受洗的怎么样呢？若死人总不复活，因何为他们受洗呢？
So if the dead people were never resurrected, and so why we have baptism? Because people anyway they will die.
这句话比较深奥啊，这个解释有可能有不太一样的解释，但是我认同的比较合适的解释，不是说真正的那个人死了为他受洗，而是这个死人在死之前为他受洗，后来死了，就是说这个因为信受洗复活后来死了的人。我们为他受洗是因为他真的信了他要复以后还要复活所以我们为他在他死之前为他受洗是有意义的这是我觉得合适的解释
So this verse is some people have different interpretation but my understanding which is a person is going to die and you baptize him then this person although died afterwards but he will resurrect
如果死人如果没有复活，跟他受洗，死了受洗以后，信了耶稣还是死了，那受洗有什么意义
？So if there's no resurrection, then this person, although baptized and is still going to die, then what there's meaningless.
受洗当然是传福音，受洗这是一个服事啊，这是一个为主服事。当然更重要的后面说第二三十节说，我们又因何时刻冒险呢？
So, because we spread the gospel, is want to people get baptized. So that's that's a why we want to preach the gospel even we face the death.
这当时他们传福音的时候是天天冒着生命危险的。如果这个死人没有复活，你跟他天天传福音传来传去，你冒着生命危险让人传福音，给他受洗了，那个人受洗了以后信了耶稣。最后又不能复活，那这个就那这些东西都没有意义，就这个意思。
So if a person get baptized and died and still is dead, then it makes no sense that at that time when people spread gospel to risk their life.
我们今天所有的传福音、所有的侍奉啊，都不是说 有时候心神空虚啊，没事干，或也不是说做给人看啊，在这里我们这个做一些什么表演，大家好像实现一个自我的满足，你都不是，因为我们有一天耶稣再来的时候，我们要复活啊，我们死了的人都要复活，那没有死的人当然不需要复活，都要接受上帝的审判和评价。所以那你服不服侍，你如何服侍啊，你的服侍是动机是什么，都要在基督面前显现出来。所以这就是我们服侍神这一个放弃很多的东西甚至遭受苦难的原因。
So if we serve the Lord, it's just because we have nothing to do to kill time, or we just show this kind of activity to, in front of people, then this makes no sense. So that means if those people who receive the gospel eventually are still going to die, then it makes no sense.
我们感谢神啊，复活这个，所以保罗说，我亲爱的弟兄们啊，你们固要坚固啊，不可动摇，要常常竭力为主做工啊，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
So that's why Paul said, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
因为有复活
，because there's a resurrection，
所以我们要重新，我们要再次面对复活的主。
So that means we will face our Lord.、Again.
所以总结来说啊，这个复活实际上我们是整个基督信仰。我们说基督徒的人生是什么？是信望爱的人生，对吧
？So yeah, a Christian, what kind of life we have? We have the life with faith, hope, and love.
那复活是贯穿我们整个信望爱人生的基础。
And the resurrection is the truth that goes combine all these three faith, hope, and love together.
因为复活是我们的基本信仰。
Because resurrection is the fundamental of our belief.
是我们信心的组成部分。
Is the major part of our faith.
那么复活也是刚才我们说，也是我们人生的终极的真正的盼望。
And the resurrection is the ultimate hope in our life.
那最后也是我们爱爱神爱人服侍神服侍人的真正的动力。
And also the motivation why we want to serve people and serve Lord.
所以信复活才会有真正的信。
So if we believe in resurrection, that means our belief is true.
信复活才会有真正的盼望。
And if we believe in resurrection, then you have the true hope.
信复活才会有真正的爱。
And we believe in resurrection, then we have the true loving.
这就是复活的重要性和必要性。
That is the important and the absolutely necessary part of the resurrection.
我们感谢神。
We thank Lord.
感谢上帝的话语。
We thank Lord's words.